It's 4 o'clock in the Fraser Canyon. Put your phones on hold and spark up a bowl.
Computers now have primary control of critical vehicle functions.
Roger, 0G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around.
20 seconds to LOS T-Dress.
Nice to be in orbit.
Here in Lillooet, British Columbia, this is CHLS 100.5 FM, right between your ears.
Do 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 do
Do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is right between your ears on this 24th day of September. And this is Mike, your host, here coming at you live from the Rec Center on Main Street in beautiful downtown Lillooet. And boy, oh boy, what a beautiful, beautiful day we've got going there with the cobalt skies and the leaves changing color. And today I'm calling the show the Equinoxial Show because about 48 hours ago we reached that point in space traveling around the sun where just due to the angle of the earth and other criteria, the days and nights are of equal duration. And now 48 hours into it, the nights are gaining a little bit, a few seconds every day. But it's a beautiful, special kind of time of year where everything sort of seems to sort of take a deep breath and just kind of think about the summer. And I was thinking about it, and it's interesting that only 420 revolutions of the earth around the sun ago, a man was burned at the stake for pointing out that fact. So sometimes it's good if we don't get too cheeky about, you know, how far we've come, because we can go a lot farther when it comes to getting things right. Now, started out with my personal favorite Leonard Cohen song, and that's quite a statement because the man's written so many epic songs. It's pretty hard to pick a favorite, but I have a whole huge list of other favorites underneath that one, but this one still is my all-time favorite. And that was a song that was performed by Jennifer Warnes on a tour they called the Blue Umbrella Tour, but the song is called First We Take Manhattan, and that is a real catchy tune. I like that one a lot. And that was followed up with a group out of Södermalm, Sweden, which is a suburb of Stockholm. And they are, in my humble opinion, the best a cappella group I've ever heard. So if somebody knows of a better one, you know, put my ears to it. I want to listen to it. That tune was called Walking Down the Street, and the group is called The Real Group. I've played them before, and I will play them again. And this set was closed off by somebody that has been playing piano from Pasadena, Texas, all the way to Texas Creek, and shows no signs of slowing down. And that is our own very much beloved Jeff O'Kelly. And the song was called Milonga del Angel, and it was written by a guy named Piazzolla. And with all that being said, I think we need to get back on in to some more music. So we're going to do that right now. To describe the trail makes one a storyteller. To extract meaning makes one a philosopher. To share makes one human. Tuesdays, 9 in the morning. Wednesdays, 4 in the afternoon.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills. Out of the rain in the desert.
you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. With its life underground and the perfect disguise above, under the cities lies a heart made of ground, but the humans will give no love. See, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
fish on a hook. I'm a boat out of water. I'm a car up on blocks. Just one half of the scissors. I'm a cut among the rest. I have no notions of grandeur. I am provincial at best. Why are these lights so hypnotic? Why must I catch myself out? Why do my timbers shiver? Why have the wheels come off? Why must I carve out my own trail just to travel with the rest? The nation nodded for nothing. Provinces lashed to the past. You were wrecked on the rocks. I was once too before. We could cut us a new flag. Leave the liberals with this mess. Leave them to cling to their tightropes. Leave them to fall to their nets. Because we see what we want to. Because we want what we catch. Because these waters are harmful. Because we're tired, we travel. Because we trail along with a school of strangers. An archipelago. Small island nations. Same boat, drifting out off the Grand Banks, driven east by the wind, sail stripped from the mast, flag torn into threads. We might be bound by the tides, citizens of the sea. Thank you.
dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
All we are is dust in the wind.
Dust in the wind.
Everything is dust in the wind.
Everything is dust in the wind.
Good song. Well, hey everybody, if you're driving by with the radio on, or you already tuned in, or you just tuned in, this is Mike, your host, at Right Between Your Ears on this 24th of September Audio Equinoxial Show. And now let's talk about what we've been listening to before we get on into the weather, which I will be very, very pleased to give you the forecast of that, because it's looking pretty good. I'll just give you a little hint. Now, we started up this set with a song by a group called America that came out in the 1970s, and the song probably needs no introduction, but let's just do it anyway, and it was called A Horse With No Name. Hardly ever hear it anymore, and I remember the first time I heard it, I was down and hanging around in North Las Vegas, riding on my, at that time, girlfriend and soon-to-be first wife's horse out in the desert, and that song happened to hit the airwaves right about that time, and so it always kind of brings me back to the desert. And one thing I remember is you could jump into a swimming pool and hop out, and you'd be dry within about 3 minutes, completely dry, no towel required. Now, the next song up, I'm sending that out with a dedication to the high school class that back in the spring went on a trip to Italy and Greece. And I don't know any of the people personally, but I was reading up on them in the Bridge River Lillooet News about their trip, and it sounds like they had a real big time and saw lots and lots of interesting stuff. I've been over to that area of the world once myself, and boy, oh boy, there's a lot of things to see. And one thing that struck me in the article that I read was one of the chaperones or teachers that took the guys over there said that a lot of the students commented that a lot of the landscapes reminded them right here of Lillooet. A lot of their countryside looks very reminiscent to us here. Just we don't have the olive trees. That's about it. Now, that song was called in Greek, Tapedia Tupiria. And it was written by a very famous songwriter in Greece called Mr. Hadjidakis. And it's a little bit better known by its English title, which is Never on Sunday, which was a theme song from a movie of the same name. And that movie starred Melina Mercouri. And I'll tell you what, I remember way back in the day, probably in the 60s somewhere, when I saw that movie, that was the first time I had to increase my list of beautiful women. The first one was probably Brigitte Bardot, and the next one was Anna Magnani. And that was going pretty good for a while, and then next thing I know, I happened to see Sophia Loren, and I just decided that all three of them were my favorites. A wonderful movie if you haven't seen it, if you can get a hold of the old movie, but again, Never on Sunday, and Tapedia Tupiria. And the next song that we heard was a Canadian guy that I was never familiar with until working at the radio here. And his name is Adam Puddington. He's from Ontario. And if he ever comes here to Lillooet, I will personally buy him a beer, because that song that I played, Deer in the Headlights, that song is over the top in its lyrical quality, musical arrangement, recording itself. The clarity of the recording, it ticks every single box that you could possibly tick. That song deserves a bunch of praise. Anyway, Deer in the Headlights, Adam Puddington. And we finished off the set with a song from the 70s written by a man named Livgren, which looks a little bit Swedish to me, but he's an American. And the band he comes from was called Kansas, and I don't know if they're still active. They may be. But of course, the song was called Dust in the Wind. And again, what an epic song. That song happened to come out just coincidentally with the day that I got the phone call that my father had passed away. And I found that that song was very soothing. To some people, it's a depressing song or whatever, but that song really helped me through that period. And every time I hear it, instead of making me sad, it just kind of settles my hash, let's put it that way. A great song. Now, we're going to get on into some weather forecasting here, and here's what we've got at the moment. We're sitting here at 19 Celsius in Lillooet, and the barometric pressure is 102.2 kilopascals with a tendency to fall. The dew point is 7, and the humidity sits at 44%. Now, overnight tonight, we'll be looking at partly cloudy skies and a low of 4, which is good sleeping temperature if you got the window cracked open. And Tuesday, we're looking at 22 Celsius for the high on a mainly sunny day and an overnight low of 6 with just a few clouds. Wake up the next day and the high is going to creep on up to 24 on a sunny day with those cobalt blue skies. And the overnight's a little bit warmer at 8 Celsius with a clear sky. Good for some stargazing. And we go into Thursday and we're looking at a high a little bit even higher, going up to 25 on a sunny day again. And the overnight is one more degree higher, that's 9 degrees, predicted anyway, with a clear sky. Going into Friday, we've got a high predicted of 22, sun is still hanging on, and the overnight low is predicted to be 8, clear skies throughout. Now we get into Saturday, and we have a 30% chance of showers, but I don't think that's nothing to be too worried about. And the predicted high again is 19, and the overnight low should be about 5. Then we take you on into Sunday daytime, and what we're looking at is a high predicted of 17 Celsius. And I don't have the information for the overnight low, but let's say it's probably around 5, 6, something like that. Don't have any wind information to warn you about. And now we'll go for these historical averages and extremes, which the records that I'm using go back to 1998, and they bring you up to 2017. So on this day, in that time frame, the warmest day was 30.6, and that happened in 2011. And the coldest day of this day in that time period was 3.3. So there's a spread, there's a 27 degree spread right there, and that happened in 2000. Now, not that it needs to be said, but a little reminder to everybody that it's probably time to start thinking about booking your car to get your tires swapped for your winter tires if you don't do it yourself, but it's coming pretty quick. I was driving to Kamloops yesterday, and boy, I hadn't been in a while, and I could see all the aftermath of all the mudslides that have been pretty much cleaned off the side of the road now, but boy, oh boy, I had no idea how much dirt came down and how far it scattered. So if you go through there, I had seen a sign yesterday that said, if it's raining when you're driving through there, you're not allowed to stop from Hat Creek Corner all the way to Cache Creek. Just keep moving. And so it's good to check on conditions there before you take that drive. Now, with all that being said, I think we better get back on into a little bit more show here. Hey, Lillooet. For 2 hours of non-threatening classical music with a wealth of information about the music, composers, and performers, tune in to Snooze Button every weekday from 7 to 9. Plus, weather, road reports, and public service announcements. And remember, Wednesdays are all about the piano.
Things got Every time I pay. She'll dress her up all in lace and go in style. Late at night, a big old house gets lonely. I guess every form of refuge has its price. And it breaks her heart to think her love is only given to a man with hands as cold as ice. So she tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort an old friend who's feeling down. But he knows where she's going and she's leaving. She is headed for the cheating side of town. You can't.
Smile.
ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike, your host, on today's edition of Right Between Your Ears. And that last tune we just heard was a good old Eagle song called Lion Eyes, written by the songwriting team of Glenn Frey and Don Henley. And just up before that one, counting them up backwards, we had Vancouver's own Precious Fathers is the name of the group, if you want to look them up, because boy, oh boy, they are really, really top class. And that was their instrumental. All of their songs are instrumental, by the way, but that was their song called Red Norvo. And again, that was the Precious Fathers. And just before the Precious Fathers, we had a good old CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, song that I first heard down in California. I was in Riverside, California in 1969, if I recall correctly, playing eight ball at a pool hall with my cousin Mark, and somebody walked over to the jukebox and dropped a dime in there, or a quarter, or whatever it was in those days, probably a nickel, and punched it up, and out come that song. I recognized who it was at the time, but I hadn't heard it before, and that song was called Lodi, which, if you didn't know, that's a little town in California as well. And now we're already up to the point in the show where I want to give you some public service announcements, and we're going to start them off today with one of my favorites, and that is the Chillaxon Youth Center Drop-In. And this announcement is for tomorrow, Tuesday, September 25th, and it is occurring between 3:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Now, the details are, there's a contact number, 250-256-4146, to contact the Youth Center, and that's, again, 250-256-4146. If you didn't know where it is, the Youth Center is at 76 Fifth Avenue on Main Street. And all teens from 13 to 18 are welcome. It says, feel free to drop in and chill. Activities optional. Snacks are provided. It says here, life skills, arts and crafts, recreation integrated. And I tell you what, that sounds like a really, really good way to spend some time, and that is time well spent. So again, Chillaxon Youth Center Drop-In for anybody from 13 to 18, and it's pretty open to what you can do there, which is very nice, and get on in there and try that out. So, next one up is, let me see here, oh yeah, here we go, here's how fast time flies, the Public Skate. I don't know if it's the first one, but it's among the first ones, and this is coming up Wednesday, September 26th, from 12 noon to 1:30 p.m., and it's at the Lillooet Rec Center right here at 930 Main Street. And the number for the rec center is 250-256-7527 if you're new to town. Again, that's 250-256-7527. Now, the cost is, here we go. Skates are available for rent for $2 a pair. Free skate rental for children up to 12 years old. The fee for adults is $5.50. For children from 4 to 12, it's $3. For seniors, age 55 and up, that's me, yours truly, $4. Now students from 13 to 18, $4 as well. And there's a special deal for families, it's $10.50 for up to two adults and all dependent children under 19. So where are you going to beat those prices? So if you're in the mood, get your skates out and dust them off, sharpen them up, and come and show me how to skate. I'm going to try my Texas style there pretty soon and see what I can do. I've got some skates, but I haven't been on them since my kids were small, so I've done more rollerblading than I have skating, but I think I might give her a go again this winter. We'll see. If you see something littering the ice down there, it could be me. Now, the next one I had up here was Sundo Yoga. That's spelled S-U-N and different word, D-O. Sundo Yoga. Now, this occurs all the time, but the next occurrence is Wednesday, September 26th, and it runs from 4:30 to 6 o'clock in the p.m. And where? It's at the Interior Health Unit at 951 Murray Street in Lillooet. Cost is $5, and the lady to contact is Barb McCandless. Now the number for Barb is 250-256-4097. Again, contact Barb McCandless for Sundo Yoga at 250-256-4097. Now, the cost is under $20, and it says, stretching and meditation, all fitness levels welcome. So, it looks to me, it says audience is adult. I was going to say it looked to me like for any age, but let's say it's for any ability. Now, I've got another number here that's just at the bottom of the sheet, and that's for Ms. Wendy Larman. You can also contact her for information about this. And her number is, I'll give it out real quick, 250-256-0404. So that's Wendy Larman at 250-256-0404. And that is pretty much it for the public service announcements, but I had a couple other little things I want to mention real quick. Starting in roughly mid-January of the new year coming up, 2019, I'm just giving a heads up to people that are listeners of this Right Between Your Ears program who are progressive rock fans, because we're going to be doing a prog fest in January, and we're going to be doing a Canadian prog fest in January. And I know there's one gentleman over there in Stockholm named Lasse Grunberg who's quite interested in that. So mark that down on your calendar to hit the archives or the streaming in that month, and you're going to hear some prog that's going to it's going to stretch your mind to the point where it won't snap back. And also a little heads up to people that are either not aware of the show or they're not aware of what's playing right now, and that's the Brain Food for a Wednesday Evening show. Right now we're featuring the story of Peter the Great, and it's about a 6 or 7 episode deal. And I'm just telling you that if you enjoy Game of Thrones, if you enjoy Italian opera, and you enjoy Greek tragedy or soap operas, you're going to love the story of Peter the Great. I listened to the first episode last Wednesday, and they got up to more shenanigans and doing dirt to each other in the first chapter than would fill a whole book. I'm telling you, these guys are unbelievable. It's very entertaining of what the links these people will go to historically. So, with all that baloney being said, I really do think that we need to nuggle on down into some more music, which we're going to do directly. From Texas Creek to Fountain Ridge, this is Radio Lillooet 100.5 FM. We'll
off the brim of my hat. It sure is cold today. And here I am walking down 66. Wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside car, a man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did, sleeping in our king-size bed. Here's anybody going to San Antonio, or Phoenix, Arizona. Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Wind whipping down the neck of my shirt, like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail. Now people writing letters back home. Marge, you'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just at home. Here's anybody going to San Antonio, or Phoenix, Arizona. Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
Man, where?
My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Angelique Kidjo with her song Coro Coro. And again, written by the same songwriting team of Angelique Kidjo and Jean Ebray. And I tell you what, if that didn't get you up and at least tapping your toe a little bit, it's time to go to the doctor. But I tell you what, seen her live one time, as I mentioned before, and she gives of herself. She injects you full of energy like you wouldn't believe. So again, Angelique Kidjo, who you'll be hearing more of, and that was her song Coro Coro. And up before her was one of my all-time favorite country singers that you never hear on the radio, and that is Mr. Charlie Pride, with a song that is tattooed on the left ventricle of my heart, my Texas heart, and that is called Is Anybody Going to San Antone? Now, on this Right Between Your Ears program, you have been treated in the past to Doug Somm's version, and now you've been treated to Charlie Pride's version. And I believe you might have been treated to the Bob Wills version. But those three are the top versions of that song. And it has been covered by a myriad of people, too many to mention. But anyhow, if you're from Texas, you know that song. And if you're not from Texas and you think about Texas, you probably think about that song. It's a great one. And Charlie Pride was a really great performer and a great human being. Now, up before that, that song's going out with a dedication to a little cat named Meemaw, who belongs to our Radio Lilouette's own Ted Margrat, just in case little Meemaw was getting a little bit homesick once in a while for China, where she came from. And that was a group called Sound of China Guzheng, and that's spelled G-U-Z-H-E-N-G. And the song was called Beautiful Flower Under the Full Moon, and it's a traditional Chinese song. Now, this Guzheng, turns out, I found out recently that in Korean, that's called a Gayagam, sometimes spelled with a G and sometimes spelled with a K, sort of like Bulgaki or Bulgogi. So a Guzheng is a Gayagum. The Koreans have tuned it differently than the Chinese, but it originated in China for purists. But you will be treated to some incredible Gayagum music of a young lady I have discovered recently, and I'm just getting the shows prepared. She is pioneering the way to play rock music on the Gayagum, and so she had to do a lot of adjustments to the tuning and where the microphones are placed and everything, all the way up to the point where some of the makers of the instruments are consulting with this young lady about how to do it, because she already figured it out in her bedroom. So Guzheng and Gayagum, you're going to be hearing that sprinkled in my shows throughout. Now, up before that was a lovely tune by the Pine Tree String Band, and it was a traditional old American song, and it was called Cluck or Hen. And the set got started out with a good old Led Zeppelin song that you hardly ever hear no more, called Over the Hills and Far Away. And that is about all we're going to have time for today. So if you'll stand by, I will get you on to your country playlist directly.
Radio Lilu 100.5 FM.
无线电力旅客100.5 FM.
Radio Lilu 100.5 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 FM.
Doesn't matter how you say it or where you come from. This is Radio Lilouette 100.5 FM.